Sonberg Jinda. Join the Lady Sonberg for uplifting discussions about her personal experiences in the music industry. She will be chatting with fellow artists, sharing inspirational stories, and exploring practical resources to help navigate creative journeys. Coming soon, 30 Minute Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Facebook Live.
Welcome to Soul to Soul. Sit down with the Lady Sonberg, Jinda Harris. Good evening, everyone, and welcome, Jinda. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, William?
Oh, pretty good. Just looking forward to another epic episode of Sit Down with the Lady Sonberg, Jinda.
Wonderful. Well, you know, today is an awesome day. You know, I want to just give a couple of shout outs and some notices. I have a show, Jamming Moments, this Saturday, Mother's Day show going on at Jamming Moments, and that is May 10th. No pre-sale tickets. You have to purchase the tickets at the door, $20 at the door. If you want to bring your loved one, your mother out, your wife out, your sister out, y'all come on out. Let's have a good time. It's going to be an action-packed show you don't want to miss. Also, May 24th, I'll be in Pascagoula, Mississippi, and on the show I'll be doing a tribute to Tina Marie and Patti LaBelle. And then May 31st, I will be in Albany, Georgia. So I'm excited about that. And if you want to know where I'm going to be, I'll just keep it month-to-month basis, but I'm somewhere each month. So just keep an eye on your girl, the Lady Sonberg, and I'm on the move. Now. Got all that out the way. I want to introduce to everyone. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just laughing.
Oh, yeah. I want to introduce to you his family, Mr. World Famous. You know, I've been jacking your name up because I know you as your government name, okay? But you are a jack of all trades, okay? So you go by DJ King Famous, Mr. World Famous, and Mr. Naughty Naughty. Now. Listeners, welcome. Let's welcome him in.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Now, you know, when I decided to have a podcast, I reach out to some of the people that are near and dear to me, and you're one. And I want for all the listeners to know who Mr. World Famous is.
Well, I'm going to make a long story short. The concept behind the name is, in order to become, you must be. So when I decided that way back in 1996, I wanted to be famous. So when you fill in the blanks, in order to become famous, you must be famous. As a man thinketh, so is he. So my name is more so an affirmation for me. Mm-hmm. And that's where that name came from. I'm a reference to DJ King Famous. I started DJing again. I was DJing in the 90s at nightclubs and strip clubs and stuff. So I was just a regular DJ then. I stopped DJing. But when I began DJing again about 4 or 5 years ago, it's because I was going out, you know, seeing phenomenal shows like your shows and everything, and where they had an adult crowd. But normally, you know, the music would change up after a certain period of time. And I wanted to bring my mother to these same type of events. But because the music would change, you know, she wasn't comfortable going out. So I decided to get back into DJing so that I can actually play the music that she enjoys, which is more so old school music. So once again, I became DJ King Famous, actually, because my mother motivated me to get back on the turntables to make sure that us grown folks have a good show. And Mr. Naughty Naughty, good, good for your body, body. Where that came from is shouts out to Justin Case, a.k.a. Avondra Albani. And matter of fact, Matthew Davis and Uncle Verge is like, he's an R&B singer. So when he decided to get into Southern Soul, we were convinced by a few individuals. He said, you know, I was more so background, but then we heard about Bad News. Mm-hmm. And we found out there's a rapper in Southern Soul. Mm-hmm. And when me and him used to tour, I was his hype man, his break dancer, and his in the background rapper, and he was a singer. So he said, well, you an EMC, won't you start rapping in Southern Soul, because he's the guy, Southern Soul rapper. So I said, okay, because my style's always been, you know, smooth, debonair, I like to be a ladies man and everything. I said, well, I love a lady.
You got to do that again. That was a move on its own. Go ahead and say, smooth, debonair. Come on now.
So I said, you know what, I want to get the ladies sub, you know, they can, you know, A little something different what I saw from Southern. So I wanted to be looking good, smelling good, well-dressed man in this particular genre. But because I love the ladies, and you know, I said, you know what, I might get a little naughty, naughty on stage. So I said, I just call myself Mr. Naughty, Naughty, good, good for your body, body. So when they know I come out there, I'm there for the ladies.
Now you have been around for a very long time. Where are you from originally?
I'm born in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm an Army brat, so I never lived there, so I couldn't tell you anything about Louisiana, but born in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Okay. And so you now reside in the ATL.
Yes, been here since 1989.
Okay. So what made you want to get into the DJ aspect?
Well, back in the 80s, you know, because I'm 56 as of April the 20th. Mm-hmm. Back in the 80s, you know, I was a break dancer and a rapper and then basically DJing. Well, the reason why I started DJing back in the 80s because, you know, I was doing house parties, but there wasn't enough of them to go to. So I said, well, let me have my own party. So I had to learn how to DJ. Shout out to my brother.
Uh-oh. Looks like we lost him.
And cancel that. Shout out to my brother, DJ Ice Cream. He used to be a DJ with DJ Ice-T in Augusta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I should work on his tables and I learned how to DJ so that I can throw parties so I can rap and break dance. So I started DJing back in the 80s.
Okay. So you started DJing back in the 80s. So you pretty much, you're seasoned when it comes to that, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you wanted to branch out, and you have music out, correct? Okay. So yeah, what made you change and transition into an artist yourself?
Like I said, the DJing part, I mean, I went from, you know, the DJing, the breakdance, and then went into the rapping during the 90s with Avandra Arvani. Mm-hmm. I was known as YGAB back then, Young, Gifted, and Black, because I was singing, rapping, dancing, acting, modeling, producing, DJing, promoting, choreographer. I was doing whatever I could in Atlanta for success, and I didn't get that success that I wanted, but I did make a name for myself. So I kind of got behind the scenes on the business side once again, so I stopped being an artist. So once again, as when I got reintroduced to Southern Soul, where the older crowd was flocking, I said, well, I have these talents that I kind of slept on for a little while and everything. And I said, I enjoy entertaining performance. So that's why I got back into it, to be able to entertain individuals and also as a DJ to be able to provide the music as grown folks want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's an amazing thing because, I mean, you have evolved as an artist and you can tap into so many different facets, which is absolutely amazing when it comes to it. Now, who are some of your inspirations?
Believe it or not, Fresh Prince back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I mean, the 80s in this case, because, you know, I don't necessarily have the, what we call the gangster look, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I couldn't get away with being gangster and hardcore. I couldn't pull that off in high school. I didn't have a look. I was, believe it or not, I was tall, 6'1", 165 in eighth grade. I was talking to my teachers and the students, so they thought I was going to be like a basketball player. So I was tall for my age. So I basically got into, you know, became an entertainer and everything. That way I can be able to, you know, impress the ladies and everything. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of sort of how I did that. And that's when I met some other individuals who were in entertainment. I began working with them. And that kind of helped me to learn more and more and more because I wasn't making it as fast as I wanted to in the industry. I said, well, what do I need? So when I realized I needed production, nobody produced me, I started producing. Mm-hmm. Nobody DJ, I started DJing. So I became, you know, jack of all trades, master of some, because once again, I wanted to basically be successful in the industry. And from that, when I got behind the scenes and learned the business, I said, there's more money behind the scenes. So I kind of stayed back there, but I've kind of done it all.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you write music for other people? Do you produce music for other people?
Yes, I was doing music production more so in the, say the early 90s. Shouts out to, Shonell Green and of course the lady Mahasu, aka Mary Sumter. They were some of the first artists I worked with, along with Fantasy, aka Avandra Arvani. So I started doing R&B. Because I love R&B. I was producing. I'm not a keyboard player, but I did play in the band. So I played horn instruments. So I had a little musical talent, but I wasn't keyboardist. So I was able to sequence back in the day. So I started producing R&B artists locally in Augusta, Georgia. And that went very well for me to where hip-hop artists wanted me to make hip-hop beats. And because I was a rapper, it was kind of easy. And I started production then. So I thought I was going to be a big producer until I realized, you know, I'm like, you know what? Some of the entertainers I'm producing, they're not very entertaining. Good song, good music, but... You know, that show, because to me, a show is the Michael Jacksons, the Princes, the Britney Spears, the Janet Jackson, the show. That's what I like to see. But they was, I call them karaoke singers. So I'm like, that's why I love to entertain. I wanted to get back into it to be able to bring a little more entertainment to, in this case, Southern Soul, some of that older R&B.
Now, would you say that the aspect of Southern Soul, do you see it being more on a more... national platform, being that you have like artists like 803 Fresh bringing it to, you know, to the platform, to people, now people respect it more than they did before.
Yes. Of course. And I look back when I was looking at the beginning of hip hop with Kool Herc and all of them, you know, how they started DJing outside and stuff. And he had some people coming up, you know, Kumo D and all them rapping and stuff, doing all this little backyard, home stuff, local things. And because there were so many different individuals doing it at that point in time, the industry ignored it until it blew up. But I always thought about this. I said, when I started seeing like some of these documentaries or hearing about their stories, a lot of these artists knew each other. They socialize, they network, like we come across each other. You know, it shows in this, Miss Mika, you know, Ice, but we just come across and we doing our thing, but we don't know. 5 to 10 years from now, when they look at the origins, where this came from and how it all got started, who all was involved, we're some of the pioneers. So because I see it that way, I say, you know what? Right now, the world ain't really paying it too much attention, but it's starting to, you know, like Fresh, what's his name? Like 803 Fresh, of course, Pokey Bear, of course, Tucker, of course, King George, bringing Southern Soul to the limelight or to the mainstream. I said, okay, it has the potential now. So I like, we need to plant our roots like you're doing. Well, you're already established, but plant our roots now in this particular genre. So when they start to see it and pay attention, we bring in real talents. We start getting respect in the industry because, like yourself, phenomenal talent. Although it's Southern Soul Blues, that talent is just as good as a Aretha Franklin, a Luther Vandross, a Teddy Pendergrass, because y'all have that type of talent. So the reason why I'm in it now, because I'm like, yo, it has the potential of becoming known, but the question is, who's doing it? Who's involved? Who's established? Who's networked? See what I'm saying? That's what's going to help.
Well, see, you know, to me, the key concept to being successful in any artist is trying to get out there is marketing yourself. You have to stay relevant. You have to definitely stay relevant. I want to give a shout out to Yolanda Perez that just tuned in. And everybody share. I can't really see how many people are on, but the beautiful thing is they're on. So share. But it's to me, to the upcoming artists that's out there listening, it's imperative that you market yourself. If you don't know how, you need to learn. And, you know, even with me, I market myself. People ask who makes the flyers, who does all this. I do all this. It's all in-house. So definitely you need to learn how to invest in yourself. Can you just touch on that a little bit?
Yeah. Back in 1996, in order to become You Must Be Famous, I was just famous. Fast forward to 2002 on I Love New York, when the dude by the name of Chance said on national TV, where I'm from, I'm a music producer, and they call me famous. At that time, I was a music producer in Atlanta, and they called me famous. So I said, oh, dang, he didn't put it out there that he's famous. I don't want him to think I was biting his name. That's not graduated to Mr. World Famous. So from there, here we go. Because I've chosen a name that appears to be a big name, you know, according to the concept, I said, well, when I step out, marketing, when I step out and people say, who was that Mr. World Famous? I need to look somewhat famous. So yeah, some people know my wardrobe is extensive. When I walk out, I don't care if I'm going to Walmart to get some French vanilla for my coffee. I'm going like this, period. It made them, number two, it makes me a walking billboard. If you're an artist, you want individuals to know who you are and what you do. So if they have no reason to approach you because you look like you blend in, see, I don't care to blend in. Yeah. I love being different. I love standing. I love that. See what I'm saying? To me, when I wear normal clothes, I feel invisible. I'm like, okay, that's nobody complimenting the jacket or the hat or the glasses. I got accustomed to it for the most part. So marketing, if you're an artist and you want people to know who you are, market. You don't have to be, you know, do dresses. Go on like I do for the most part, but you have to stand out. Yes, you have to stand out. Like Icebug, if it's that little gray, you know what I'm saying? That little gray. Miss Connie, the purple all the time, even the purple lashes. You got to stand out.
Me and my gowns, my dresses, my even on an interview, you have to definitely stand out. And this is not a show. This is our way of life. This is what you see. Miss Connie on the off day, she got her purple on. Okay, and I've been knowing Miss Connie for years. Even when she's not performing, that's just her persona. You are your persona. I am my persona. You have to live it and breathe it. Just like when an actor goes into a major role.
Yes.
They have to actually live it and breathe it.
Yes, thank you.
You know, so people have, if you don't take your music serious, your artistry serious, consumers are not. They're going to think you're a gimmick.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know.
And that's what I say when they come to the studio, and I'm like, when I'm looking at them, you know, I got so many examples. Normally when I see them, when I go to certain shows and everything, how they come, I don't know you. You know who you are, but I don't know you. But I know when I go to certain shows and when you walk in, I can't identify you as an artist. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, did you just get off work and come here dressed like that? Is that your work clothes? See what I'm saying? Or do you have an image, a concept? That's why I love your concept. Every flyer you say is a gown. I don't know if you're classical. I don't know if you're jazz. It's the songbird. Everything is elegant. And your voice is there, but yet you choose to be around an audience that can appreciate that. Because I tell everybody, they're not accustomed to see what, they're not accustomed to see a woman of your caliber, of your stature, at a juke joint.
Yeah.
They're not used to that. Mm-hmm. So they feel privileged when you can come and basically give them the same show you would give the President of the United States. You give them the same show, same performance. They appreciate that. And because you put the effort in, it shows that you take what you do seriously. So that's why I said, you know, I look around. I tell everybody, I've been watching. And there's certain individuals, they stand out. I appreciate it. I take my hat off to them. And some individuals I'm like, come on, bruh. You know, they need to ask, who are you? Do you sing?
Come on,
but if they ain't asking that question, you might just Google image for a singer or something just to find some gimmick. Like Homeboy had the Band-Aid, you know, LL Cool J, lick his lips. Mm-hmm. Something, you have to have something. Like you said, so did you stand out?
You have to be marketable. You have to have something.
Yes.
I want to shout out to Tyleric Records that's on right now. He's an amazing artist. He said, embrace the business. Definitely. That is absolutely true.
Yes.
You have to embrace the business. My husband, shout out to Howard Harris that's on here watching live. We have people chiming.
Hostile
Howard. Handsome Howard Harris. Come on now. Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And people ask, and you hit me up all the time, you know, hey, Jinda, what lipstick color were you wearing? What?
Wow.
You will be surprised on how many people ask me where I get my gowns, where is this, where is that. I tell them, because I have nothing to hide. I am pushing classy, and that's what I am.
Yes.
I want someone to look back at me 10, 20, 30 years from now, my grandkids, to say, they, meemaw, were always classy. So,
bam, there it is.
Yeah. So hats off to you because you are a classy brother. And
thank you, appreciate it.
Come on now.
Oh, my bad. You just had it.
All right.
You know what, I got to tip my hat to you, young lady.
My husband said one thing, boy, we had sound check, right? And you know, sound check, no one's coming in there, okay? We're doing a sound check, you know. I'm not dressed up or anything like that. But you know, I got, you know, I come and do my job and then I'm out, you know, to get ready.
Yes.
My husband said, you came here to set up and you was dressed up like you about to perform. I said, and then he said, when we came back to do the show, the brother changed into something else. So, I hats off to you. Just awesome, down to earth, always wonderful. You're just a beautiful.
Appreciate it.
You are just an amazing human being. I thank you so much for being here.
Appreciate that.
So, now, going, you're doing the music, you're producing, mm-hmm. you're DJing. Do you see any other things that you're going to be tapping into that we need to know about real soon?
Well, of course, because I feel that most of the events that we do, especially as grown adults, when I say grown adults, I'm referring to 35 and older. Mm-hmm. You know, I have this phrase, if you're 35 and younger, I will reference you as a kid. So when I say kids, I don't mean children, I mean somebody 35 and younger. Mm-hmm. So because I like how the individuals who were, let me say 35 plus, I always say 40, but I'll deal with 35-year-olds. See, I want to go to an venue that basically, people, when women walk in there, that's why I have the COG Club of Gentlemen. When women walk in there, they see the type of man they don't mind associating with. Not a man that's young enough to be their son or grandson. See what I'm saying? They walk in there, there are men there who choose to be gentlemen so they feel comfortable while they're there.
Right.
So because it's not always hard, easy for me to find venues that will cater strictly to the grown crowd, my next project is to find a venue or venues that's going to allow us to, that's all we do there. So my next project is basically get us places that, number one, when you go there, you know what to expect. Grown folks having a good time. And then I want to bring in that phenomenal talent like Jinda Harris, the Songbirds, I'm saying, to entertain them same individuals. Exactly. And at these same things, I want it to be social type events, you know, to where they can network. I don't mind saying we got doctors in the house, lawyers and stuff. You never know who you can socialize and network with. So it's not just a show. It's the time to network, socialize. And hey, you might even find a companion or a new friend or whatever. I want it to be to where it's a social event, not just a concert. The concert is just entertainment for the social event. So my next project is to build the biggest social events in Atlanta, trying to take it outside of Atlanta. So there's a lot of local superstars Southern Soul Superstars here in Atlanta and surrounding areas in Georgia that I wanted to reach out to with a 250-mile radius to where, as I get these venues, and we need to work together on, if you know of one, well, we know Jamming Moments.
What
they got to understand is, when we go in there, like what you do with your crew, we already know our show and our concept. If the general public come in, we already go have our show and our concept. We're not changing for your general public or your local crowd. Right. They paying to come in for what we want to provide for them. We want a grown folk good time. See what I'm saying? Like I said in my thing, I'm not changing my music for them. When I come in there, woo, don't get me started. So my thing is, I don't want to talk about it, complain about it. I'm just going to do it.
Right. And you know, the right audience will find you. They will find you. So that, you know, my team, Tyler Records, his team, Team Stonebridge in the LLC, your team, we're all on the same page when we do shows.
Oh, yes.
We have a production and we bring it strictly grown and sexy. We want to bring back slow dancing. We want to bring back couples dancing on the dance floor. I love line dances, don't get me wrong, but every song's not meant to be a line dance.
It's
time to get dancing back together, couples dancing, having a good time, asking the woman to dance, you know, things like that, you know? Yeah.
Exactly, because when I go, I like to go out and support artists regardless, but when I go there and I see 70% women, 30% men, that's not good. See what I'm saying? Well, I'm not saying that's not good. For a man, that's phenomenal. But for the women that get dressed up, looking good, smelling good, hair done, lashes done, lipstick, all that stuff done, they with their girlfriends, they don't mind if a gentleman, you know, or a dance or a conversation. I know that they would like to socialize with the opposite sex, whether they say so or not. I don't care about this IND. I don't care about all that. You are a woman, especially if you're grown for the most part, that she wouldn't mind. That's why I'm encouraging my men to come out. Because I tell the fellas, the ladies are looking for you. You may go think they're sitting by themselves and don't want to be bothered. But trust me, brother, if you're a gentleman, they don't mind. So like you were saying, I want to bring them together to where we can socialize, to where they don't mind inviting their other girlfriends. He don't mind inviting the other fellas. But he will know, yo, fellas, when you go here, though, you got to be a gentleman. Don't show up in no cut-off jeans stuff and no baseball cap backwards. He's a gentleman. See what I'm saying? And the ladies are expecting that. And because they're going to meet gentlemen, they're going to carry themselves accordingly. See what I'm saying? They're going to carry themselves as ladies. And it's a win-win. We be gentlemen, they be ladies. The atmosphere is going to be phenomenal and feel good. And like you said about the music and the performances, as long as it's mature and make us want to come together, it's a beautiful night.
And that package right there makes a memorable experience. And that's what you sell, an experience. Now, in the future, who are some of the artists that you
want
to work with?
Ooh, there's a lot of them. Lady Mahasu, number one. Avandre Arbani, a.k.a. Just In Case, number two. There's some strange characters. I say strange because they're different. They're different. And that's why I like them. And there's a lot of them. And there's certainly enough artists here who I also respect. And it'd be an honor to basically work with them for the most part. So locally, I'm going to say, I like me some Nigel. Nigel Perkins, love the show and everything. Black Coffee always goes strong. Icebuck has a very phenomenal show. It's like yours. This show is actually structured. We got Lucky Leak we got out here. We, of course, got Mika. We got Miss Connie. So there's a lot of them here. We got OC Soul. I mean, there's individuals here, enough of us here to actually do some things. Of course, when you go branch out a little bit, of course, over there in Augusta, Georgia, we got the Songbird. See, the thing about your thing on voice, there's certain songs that you sing and it's like you just make me soft like a puppy. It's like it's not about being naughty, it's about, yo, just chill. The girl go, oh my goodness. So certain artists, you know, it's like I just wanted some time being in y'all presence and supporting you in the ways that I can, whether it's background. I can be a background singer, dancer, trumpet player, whatever it may be. So some of the ones around here, the ones that like to party and do group things and perform. I want to work with some of those. And they go all the way to Texas that I know. I can trust me. I know a lot of my connections.
Oh, yeah. So now, you know, you said that about, now, when it comes to, let's go back to fashion, okay?
Yes.
Now, you're very fashionable. Do you ever see yourself doing a male line? Speaking on clothing, suits, sunglasses. You know how you do it now. Come on.
Okay. Yes and no. Mm-hmm. Number one, in reference to actually Mr. World Famous, the concept of Mr. World Famous is always the, I'm saying the bling, bling, shiny, sparkle, sparkle, sequin type thing. That's Mr. World Famous because he stands out the most. Actually, Mr. Naughty Naughty is GQ. I like to wear GQ type suits. You know, I want to be just GQ opposed. Nothing shiny or flashy, either unique, but also GQ at the same time. DJ King Famous is like this. This has, this is a more so of a jacket, as you can see. Of course, you know, I got the pants, the match, and I got the shoes, the match, I got all that. But it's more of a, you know, jacket, more laid back type thing. So that's why I say, as a DJ, not so much as Mr. Naughty Naughty, maybe so, because I think more men will wear GQ outfits opposed to sequin outfits in so many words. But once again, that material has to be unique and has to be designed on it. And probably a certain color, three or four colors that are always consistent. I already got a logo. That's not a problem. But I basically want, I'm going to say, more of an elegant gentleman suit type stuff. But unique and elegant in so many words. So I'm going to say coming soon on that.
Yeah, you said a key thing. We're going to look out for that. You said a key thing, logo. Yes. Logo. Mm-hmm. Logos.
Yep.
That is very, very crucial as an artist to have your logo, your brand.
Yes.
That is very, yes, very crucial. It does not cost a lot of money to do that. Go to the courthouse. Oh. You can DBA on your name, first off.
Bam, there it is.
Logo is so easy. To get someone to create it, all those things, that is so easy. That is your brand. That shows that you're serious about your craft.
Oh, yes.
Touch bases on that really quick.
Yeah, because you have to be, in my opinion, identifiable. And you want to, marketable allows you to do, like you're saying, merchandise. And that's additional money. Money.
We lost you. Mr. World Famous.
All right.
Looks like we lost him. No, it was going really good.
It was great. Hopefully he can.
Doing great.
Hopefully he'll reconnect here.
I think if he's in Atlanta, so it could be raining in that area. But just
there he is.
There you are. There you are. We got about three more minutes.
We good?
Yeah, we got about three more minutes. You can say what you got to say.
Yeah, but in reference to, logo and stuff, you definitely, because it's an additional way to merchandise, it's merchandising which allows you to make additional monies, and that's what you want. You want that brand so that you're recognizable, something that you can sell beyond your music for the most part, and hopefully start a concept, a positive concept, to where individuals wear your clothing or your brand because it represents something that you actually believe in, which in my case, in your case, elegance.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I always tell people, you know, you always get as your last, your first impression is the lasting impression.
Yes.
You know, good or bad, sad to say, a lot of people remember the bad before they actually remember the good, unless that good was something that they definitely embedded in their mind. It's something they've never experienced before. So you always need to bring your A game when it comes.
Yes, of course.
Now, you know, I can't stress enough the significance of having a tight-knit friendship with people in this that really, truly believes in you as an artist. You know, some people, you have people that are there for a season. You have people there for a reason, you know. And to me, meeting you and working with you is not by chance. So I appreciate you, my brother. I really do. And I appreciate you taking the time out.
Oh yeah, I'm actually having been out with DJ, and I just came in the other room and set up and everything.
You fully dressed, you know, you're ready to go. That's what I already know. But I will tell you that I appreciate you for taking the time out today just to sit down and having a 30-minute chat, sit down with you, girl. And do you have anything to say to any listeners in closing? And where will you be next?
Okay. Well, number one, to all my ladies and gentlemen out there, like I said, I have a Facebook group. And I also have a community, but I'm going to start with the group because most individuals I deal with are on there. And it's called The Good Time Show because I basically want individuals who want to either have a good time or help us in creating a good time, artists, DJs, et cetera, to go on to that page, you know, join that page so I can actually get information to you, get your information, because like you were saying, relationships are so important. Yes. Keep this in mind. So you're chasing that money. But what you got to understand is what gives you money? People. So the more people you got, the more money you can get. Build those relationships. That's where your money coming from. People. See what I'm saying? So relationships are so important. See what I'm saying? Stay in your lane.
That's right.
Build your relationship based off of your common ground. You don't got to be everything, do everything. Just wherever that common ground is, build that relationship in so many words, because that's where your money going to come from. God's going to channel things through people in mysterious ways also, but I believe in people. So my thing is definitely continue to network, continue to meet the right people, surround yourself with those individuals, because people are more important or important. I would say that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to say in closing, it does not take any money or anything to support another individual, just your time. And to me, that is more than money. And it will not dim your shine or dull your shine. It will enhance it. So until next time, I'll see you next week. Same time, StudioWBuzz.com. You go to the Lady Songbird in the Facebook Live, Soul to Soul Sit Down, 30-Minute Thursdays. Until next time, peace.
All right. Oh, that's a wrap. Thank you so much, Lady Songbird Agenda. And I want the audience to come back tonight, 8:15 p.m. for Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast right here on this network. All right, guys, enjoy. All right. Great show.
You got me and you know it, lady.